Poslušate SBS Slovenije.
Nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS v soboto 15. maja. Avstralska zvezna vlada je v torek predstavila nov državni proračun. Odzivi nanj so mešani. Cilj je nadaljevanje okrevanja avstralskega gospodarstva, kar je odvisno od učinkovitega zatiranja virusa. Proračun je letos razkril primanjkljaj v vrednosti 161 milijard dolarjev, kar je 52,7 milijard manj, kot so pričakovali pred šestimi meseci. To prilogo je za SBS pripravil Marcus Megalokonomus. Avstralski zvezni blagajnik Josh Frydenberg pravi, da v pandemiji avstralski duh ostaja močen in da so zadnji meseci Avstralijo pokazali v najboljši luči.
Australia is coming back. In the face of a once in a century pandemic, the Australian spirit has shone through. Doctors and nurses on the front line. Teachers and students in the virtual classroom, businesses big and small, keeping the economy moving. Team Australia at its best, a nation to be proud of. Yeah. Mr. Speaker, we have come so far since the height of the pandemic.
Odzivi na državni proračun pa so mešani. Zvezna opozicija je avstralskega premierja obtožila, da je sredstva premeščal v rezervo, kar pa je avstralski premier zanikal. Proračun namenja skoraj 10 milijard dolarjev za projekte, ki ga je kabinet odobril, vendar še niso bili uradno razglašeni. Nekateri politiki predlagajo, da se vlada pripravlja na naslednje zvezne volitve. Morrison je dejal, da se bodo letos osredotočili na boj proti pandemiji.
Well, what's important is to understand that there's a pandemic raging and this is our second pandemic budget and what the budget is a plan to secure Australia's recovery. That's the enemy here. That's the opposition I'm focused on. It's the pandemic because that's what will rob Australians of their health, it's what will rob Australians of their jobs and their livelihoods. And what we're achieving here as Australians together is quite unique. In a pandemic, there's no politics, there's just a virus that's looking to take your health and to take your livelihood. And I'm going to make sure that we keep it. I'm going to make sure we keep making those gains. Nothing else matters.
Komu bo ta proračun koristil? Duševnemu zdravju, žrtvam nasilja v družini, sektorju za nego starejših, nižemu in srednjemu sloju delavcev ter iskalcem zaposlitve. Agencija za priseljevanje in begunce AMES je pozdravila ukrepe, ki bodo izboljšali izobraževanje, nego za starejše in varovanje žensk. Vsekakor organizacija meni, da morajo biti informacije dostopne vsem priseljencem, beguncem in članom različnih skupnosti. Voditelj zvezne opozicije Anthony Albanese ostaja kritičen.
And if you look at the long-term issues, this is a real missed opportunity. There's going to be low wages. There's nothing there to grow productivity. There's nothing there to advance new industries. There's nothing there to build back stronger. And we should be using this opportunity. If you're going to have $1 trillion of debt, you want a legacy to show for it, and there's nothing there in this budget to indicate anything other than low wages, low wage growth, low economic growth into the future and no real plan beyond getting through the next election.
Z negotovo prihodnjostjo pa se bodo morali soočiti univerze. Avstralske meje bodo po pričakovanjih vlade ostale zaprte še kar nekaj časa. Proračun vsebuje milijarde dolarjev pomoči za izobraževanje, od tega 53,6 milijonov za mednarodno izobraževanje. Pred pandemijo je bilo mednarodno izobraževanje na tretjem mestu avstralskega izvoza in v državno blagajno preneslo kar 40 milijard dolarjev letno. Zaradi pandemije so morale avstralske univerze lani odpustiti 17 tisoč uslužbencev in posledično izgubile 1,8 milijarde dolarjev. Izvršna direktorica trgovskega sveta Jennifer Westacott pravi, da zaprtje mednarodnih meja škoduje turizmu.
I think it's a very conservative timeline, and the government's obviously taking a very conservative approach. We've got to end these kind of random lockdowns when you've got one case. So that would help, I think, a lot of people in the tourist sector, because 52% of people say they're not travelling because they're worried about not getting home. Then we've got to gradually, carefully open up those international borders, starting with international students, returning Australian skilled workers.
Nega za starejše bo prijelo dodatnih 17,7 milijarde dolarjev sredstev v 4 letih. Vodilni strokovnjaki pravijo, da je avstralski sistem za nego starejših na poti preoblikovanja, vendar potrebuje dodatna sredstva. Vodja izobraževalnega ponudnika Altura Learning Evi Webley program pozdravlja.
We definitely welcome them. I think that there are certainly strategies in that budget document that deliver on workforce issues, particularly the shortages, etc., and also the necessity to attract and train appropriately, and importantly retain the workers into this much, you know, necessary industry. It needs to be the right people working in aged care as well, so that you can entrust your loved one to be cared for by these skilled workers.
Državni proračun ne vsebuje pomembnih sprememb za socialno skrbstvo. Cassandra Goldie, izvršna direktorica ACOS ali Australian Council of Social Service, pravi, da je po pandemiji in recesiji proračun poskrbel za investicijo v ključnih storitvah v skupnosti, vendar so nekatere panoge izpuščene.
Was really welcome to see finally some modest, important, significant investment in those care services. Aged care, mental health, family and domestic violence is long overdue, really vital, and some good jobs will be in there. But the flip side is the people have been left out. So people on very low incomes, people are unemployed. Let's remember, one in three single mums is now in deep poverty again, and we haven't got anything to tackle housing affordability for the people who really need it. There's a lot on the training side, and we really welcome that. People in the mental health area are now saying, look, that's really important, we've got that. But you can't get away from the fact that to protect your mental health, you've got to have basic security.
Avstralski svet sindikatov pravi, da proračun ne bo izboljšal negotovega dela in nizkega povišanja plač za ženske. Glavna direktorica sveta Michelle O'Neill pravi, da je bil cilj vlade izboljšati položaj Avstralk, vendar se to ni zgodilo. Predstavnica Equal Rights Alliance Helen Daly Fisher je bolj optimistična.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.